Good morning, a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start here this morning. The United States and the European Union stepped back from the brink of a trade war. From the New York Times, after President Trump said Europeans agreed to work toward lowering tariffs and other trade barriers, the announcement diffused for the moment a battle that began with tariffs on European steel and aluminum exports.
The story here, David, of course, is the president and his people know when they are between a rock and a hard place, and that is exactly what has happened here. The Republican senators were furious about the way that this trade war was developing. We were under tremendous pressure from allies and others. The farmers were furious because they were getting paid off in a sort of welfare, farmer welfare state way, which they didn't like. They wanted to be able to sell and to trade, and the news was all bad for the president. So he punted. We are now getting more and more familiar with a president who, when he goes into a negotiation, agrees that in some time in the future, things will get worked out. And that is exactly what happened here. The agreement was not specific. It was to eliminate trade barriers. And then he said, and we'll work out the details in the future. So Juncker, who has a reputation of being a tough fighter, who is the head of the EU apparatus, obviously walked away with a major victory here. And the president and his people, I suspect, are licking their wounds, although they're painting it as a great victory for them. But what has been achieved is very, very unclear.
Republican lawmakers, Alan, have introduced articles of impeachment for Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein, who is overseeing the investigation of President Trump.
Well, my twin brother and Lewis and I used to look at each other and say, over some issue, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. I told you from the very beginning this is what was going to happen. As Trump gets put further into the corner, his allies and he will make the preparatory moves for getting rid of Mueller and his special investigation. And the way you do that is you get rid of Rosenstein first. Now, on record now, our Speaker Ryan, who fortunately is not staying around, so whatever is left of his backbone is there. And he's made it clear he's not for this, so that this is the Freedom Caucus, this rump right-wing group within the Congress. Now, the Congress is out of session as of today, so this ain't going to happen, not at least in the beginning. But what this does show us is that at the point at which they have to, they're going to go after Rosenstein and then Mueller. And why? Because they have to. Because as the Mueller report becomes more and more ready, there will be, obviously, a fight or flight on the part of the president. And we have expected it from the very beginning. I've been saying so from the very beginning. Why? Because he has to. That's the way he sees it. It's either resign or do that. And to get rid of Mueller is within this president's ideas of what's the art of the possible is something that I suspect we're going to see.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo sought to ease lawmakers' concerns over the administration's policy with Russia after the president's meeting with Vladimir Putin launched a major defense.
Well, let me just say, David, if you watch those hearings, I watched some of them, the Pompeo attitude was, as CNN itself put it, snarky and awful. You had Republicans and Democrats making him answer the question as to what went on there and what did he know, and he would not answer. Now, remember, this is a coordinate branch of government which has the oversight function, and they were not being answered. And that is exactly what happened.
Once a punching bag, Cohen takes a swing at Trump, a headline from the Washington Post this morning.
Well, David, one of the reasons a lot of people think these pardons are happening is that they're signals to the people on this tightly closing circle that don't worry, I'll take care of you just like I'm taking care of these other people. We're also hearing leaks that the U.S. Attorney's Office and others are not happy with Cohen doing this stuff because they don't like them leaking to the press. What they want him to do is to talk to them. Lanny Davis and the others are willing to now have him talk in exchange for better treatment for himself.
Finally, Alan, what Rex Smith might call a gallimarth, a lake is detected on Mars, raising the potential for alien life.
Well, that's right. We have always in this country been fascinated by what is going on Mars and could be. It's a fascinating article. It's long and in substance, but you'd have to be convinced that it really means what a lot of people are hoping that it means, whether they should be hoping for this or not, that there is any kind of life on Mars. There is some real dispute within the scientific community. I thought you were going to say when you said, golly gee whiz, is when the CNN reporter, David, was thrown out of the White House meeting for asking tough questions and told she couldn't come to the next briefing, which, of course, has enraged the press corps, including Fox, which has issued a statement saying it was inappropriate because there, but for the grace of God, go we.
You're referring, of course, to Caitlin Collins from CNN. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, David.